like I see it. Somebody's lying. Either the president is lying about what he knew as it related to what Michael Cohen was doing, or these companies are lying as to why they bought access from Michael Cohen and the true purposes.
This is the Arlene Biden Show on Canada Talks.
The ethics of consulting, a new headline in Washington. All these payments to Michael Cohen, and we're getting all this reaction from the companies that did it. He was not a registered lobbyist. Who knew what? Did the President of the United States know this? The intrigue continues, and joining us now is Richard Roth, who is a New York-based white-collar litigator and founder of the Roth Law Firm. Richard Roth, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me this wonderful morning.
All right. It is a wonderful morning. Richard, what do you make of this? It's such a strange story. You've got Michael Avenatti, the lawyer for a porn star, coming out and releasing this information. And then you've got all these companies who apparently gave money to the president's lawyer for such a wide range of services, now coming out trying to backtrack, scrub their websites from Russian connections. Richard, what do you make of this?
This is really crazy stuff. The first question we have is how Avenatti got a hold of these bank records. We don't know that. But what's interesting is that Cohen, Donald Trump's lawyer, is not denying the accuracy of the statements by Avenatti. And what Avenatti said essentially was that Cohen, Donald Trump's lawyer, received payments after the 2016 election from a company linked to Viktor Vekselberg, who's a Russian oligarch with close ties to the Kremlin, and from pharmaceutical giants, Novartis, Korean Aerospace, and AT&T. And the question that really comes up is, we know that there's been Russian nationals indicted by Mueller and the U.S. United States Southern District Office in New York. That what we don't know is whether Trump and or his team had anything to do, conspired with these Russians. Now, these checks that were being received raise a lot of questions. And what's going on now as we speak, literally, is Mueller and the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District are mulling over, without being a pun, are looking at the actual documents that Avenatti has. Remember, they went into Donald Trump's lawyer's office, Mr. Cohen, and they took everything. So they have bank statements, they have wires, they have checks, they have emails. So they're looking through payments, the same thing Avenatti apparently found. We don't know how he got it, but they're looking to see whether or not Cohen wrote checks to the Russians and whether or not the White House and or its team was actually involved in a conspiracy to change the election in the United States. It's fascinating stuff. It's somewhat troubling if, in fact, it's true that you have a president and or his lawyer who are essentially paying off Russians. So we don't know where this is going to go, but the one thing we do know is that we have a very competent, very proactive, and very detail-oriented individual by the name of Mueller who is going to go through everything slowly, methodically, meticulously, and come out with indictments or not come out with indictments. So we're sort of waiting for this shoe to fall, if you will.
What about all these other companies who are connected? It looks like he was doing some consulting. There were questions of, did he do it with the president's knowledge or did he not? We know that even the president on the campaign trail, you know, said Hillary Clinton's for sale. This was a supposed swamp. Is this just a new swamp? Or is there something illegal that could be happening here or just unethical?
Well, there's definitely something illegal that could be happening here. You know, Avenatti did find that there are eight payments totaling $500,000 to Cohen from a company he formed, which essentially may have been to divert attention. In other words, it wasn't paid to him directly. It was paid to a company he formed that he money. So this could be illegal. We know that there have been people indicted for trying to influence the election. And if the Trump team is in the middle of that, there's a big problem, a really big problem. So this absolutely is not only unethical, but if the president of the United States is actually involved in paying off people in directly or indirectly through his lawyer to in order to help him win the election, there's serious federal statutes that are being violated.
What about how Avenatti, you made reference to, how did he get it? He was asked, you know, and he said that there's a provision in the law. I forget what it is. It's something about, you know, I guess how you research it as a lawyer and perhaps definitive to the state of California. Could he be in trouble if someone leaked this to him, or is it the leaker who's in trouble?
Well, it could, yeah. So the leaker could be in trouble. You're not in the United States. It's the law is generally very strict on getting banking information from someone, unless or until you have a judgment against them. So whoever got Avenatti these statements, and it could, we don't know, it could have been one of a myriad of different people. Mm-hmm. Somebody connected to Cohen. Somebody connected to Trump. That person could be in trouble because not only are you giving confidential proprietary banking information, but there's social security numbers on there. There's other information on in the banking in bank statements, which you don't want anyone to see yours. So there could be a problem by the leaker. Avenatti receiving them, though, I don't believe that he's in any trouble for receiving it. But so long as he doesn't disclose any of the confidential information.
But he did.
Okay. He disclosed where checks went to.
Okay.
He didn't just, and the question is that, yeah. Well, first of all, the U.S. Attorney's Office has all that information anyway, right?
Yeah.
So he could potentially be in trouble if that seemed to be confidential. He didn't disclose Social Security numbers. He didn't disclose, account numbers and that type of thing. But it is interesting how the heck, and he may, by the way, be asked by a prosecutor to disclose to him how was it he got these documents. So the thing about the prosecutorial system here is that they have an unbelievable amount of power, just unwielding power. So they can ask and subpoena anyone in the country and even outside of the country for information to help them in their investigation. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're looking into that now. Right now, the big issue, big issues are, one, was there any kind of conspiracy in connection with the Russian meddling in the election? And two, was there any kind of illegality by Trump and or his team by paying Stormy Daniels to essentially shut her up on the eve of the election, which violates election laws? So they're very busy with those two issues.
Mm-hmm.
This reads better than a novel. It's just unbelievable.
It is. It is better
and
than
I don't know. You don't know whether to laugh or cry because on the one hand, it's comical, but it's real. I mean, and if Donald Trump was helping buy his election, he's got big problems.
Richard Roth, have a great weekend. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.